Good morning. And so today we hear the first time God says it's not good. He says it's not good that the man is alone. And notice, the man didn't tell God that. God told him that. That though the man was lonely, God looked at him and said, it's not good that you're alone. But as we've said before, was the man alone? No, God was there. And yet God says it's not alone. You need a suitable partner. So he creates the animals, and the animals aren't good enough. So then he creates woman. Ah, then that's good enough. And the reason he does that is to show us, show man and women, that we were created for each other. That's what we're created for. We're created that we're none of us are alone, and that all of us need others in our life, huh? But especially men and women need each other. And that's, you know, it's amazing, you know, and it wasn't made this way, that the sin of the families begin today with this readings. I mean, come on. You can't ask for anything more. You couldn't pick the readings. If you say, let's pick some readings for the sin of the family, God already picked the readings for us. And so it talks about why God created us for each other. And I think that the problems, I always say that the church, we're the ones that created the problems, us. It's when the priests became more that we don't need the women, and the women start saying we don't need the men. Then the split started to happen. And whenever any of us say that about the other, that's when we go against the will of God. I think why God created us, right? Even as a celibate man, I need women in my life to keep me balanced, right? Because can you imagine me just by me? You know, that's why everyone in the office, except for Tim, is a woman, right? Everyone in the office is a woman. Mary Therese, the head of my foundation, is a woman. And thanks be to God for these women in my life, because especially like with Mary Therese, they always say, she's so nice. And I go, yes, she is the opposite of me. And the reality is that we need each other to complement. God created us for each other. And when he created marriage, you know, Jesus was not very politically correct today, right? He would sit there and say, well, you know, there'll be people in the audience that, you know, that are divorced and remarried and different things. So don't talk about that stuff today, Jesus. And Jesus talks about it. Why? Because this is the way God created us. This is what he created us for. He created us for family. And, you know, often people say, Father, when is the church going to get up to date with every rest of society? And it better be never, or we're not church anymore. We can never go against what Jesus said. We are, by definition, a religion of revelation. What does revelation mean? God tells us we obey or disobey. But God tells us the way things should be. We don't take a vote and say, okay, 99% of the people say that it's okay to do everything you want. Because God said no. So the day that the church decides that they're going to be listening to the world more than they listen to God, they're no longer church. And the day you and I decide that we're going to listen to our opinions instead of God and this church, we're no longer Christian. Because we, by definition, say yes to what God has taught us. Now, so this is the objective reality, the way God created us and what God calls us to. But like if you listen to the Holy Father's talk today at the opening, it's a beautiful talk. I encourage you to go online and download his homily for the opening of the synod today. And he talks about the indissolvability of marriage, how this is what God created us for. But then he talks about the reality of where people are at. That though God called us to this thing, this indissolvability of marriage, we find ourselves with people that it hasn't worked. You know, my mother's been married 3 times, right? Does that make her a bad person? No, not for that. The reality is, exactly. Some people get these things, some people with delays. My mother's a great person, trust me, but my little dig. But the reality is, that just because someone hasn't lived up to what God, none of us have lived up to what God's called us to, have we? No, that's why we all need mercy. We all need forgiveness. We all need, so again, but that doesn't go against that the teaching of the church is real. We don't change the teaching of the church. We don't change what God has given us. We change how we deal with people who haven't reached that or haven't been able to live that. And that's where we deal with people with great mercy. We deal with them and say, we're going to walk with you through this process. We're going to help you. We're not here to judge you. That's not what it's about. But we can't change what God has told us. Because when we start doing that, we create our own religion. And who wants to be part of a religion that you and I, who are sinful people, create? God created us. And you can't pick and choose that, huh? So the same God who says, love one another, be merciful to one another, is the same God that says that marriage cannot be separated. It's a lifelong union. So we can't just get rid of one and say, well, I like this part, but I don't like this part. We have to accept it all. And then we got to be very merciful, very understanding, very supportive of people, all of us who don't live what God calls us to. And when we do that, it's going to take suffering. Because see, too often, people sit there and say, well, I got to be true to myself. Which self? True to yourself means you're giving up your life for others. That's when you're true to who you were created to be. We're not created just for ourselves to make sure I'm happy. Because you ever notice people that strive always to make themselves happy are never happy? True happiness comes when we give our life away for others. And especially in marriage, when a husband gives away his life for his wife and a wife gives away her life for her husband. And God blesses that when two people die and he makes them one flesh. And God blesses that with their children. They take on eternal life. So today, God is just calling us to know what he created us for. That everything God does for us... Hi! Go ahead, you can go back to your mama. That everything God does for us, he does because he loves us. That God is not mommy dearest that sits there and says, what do you like the best? No, you can't have that. Everything from the beginning of time, God knows what we need. When he said it's not good that man is alone, and he fixes it. God knows what we need, and he'll fix it. And the church is going to do the same thing when it's faithful to Christ. So I encourage you this week, make sure every day you pray for the Synod of the Family, which begins today. That we just bombard them with prayer, that the God of the universe would protect them, but also lead them to how best we can stand on the tradition of the family and how best we can reach out to those who haven't lived that perfectly. That all people are part of God's creation, and that we need to reach out to all people in love without ever giving up what God has told us. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.